Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 23rd, recording at 9:10 p.m. That's British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here. Asian stock markets mostly a bit steadier, although the Japanese market was a notable exception. Continuing the decline. European markets, very good rebounds in here today to check the slide. That action plus early strength on Wall Street prompted me to write a piece on right-hand extension top formation, which I suspect commenced today with markets beginning to bounce after a very sharp sharp downward move from the highs that we'd seen just over 2 weeks ago. Okay, Wall Street, however, coming in, as I say, strong, but then closing on the lows of the day with modest declines. Government bonds a little bit easier in here today, in line with the stock market rally. And the U.S. dollar looks like it's bit unchanged here. We might get some. I hesitated here. We're getting some late action in the dollar, and it looks like it's coming off a bit. Precious metals, actually all the metals, really powerful upward moves in here today. Gold and silver, precious metals pairing those gains a little bit in the after-hours trading, but some huge dynamics. Nickel, for example, up almost $1,300 to a new high. And oil, fairly strong, pairing that back a little bit. I'm just going to check the news headline just to see if there is anything in here that I want to pick up on these markets, because I just noticed quite a flurry of after-hours activity. I don't see a headline on there. No doubt it'll be in the news items. Okay, where are we in this stock market cycle? Well, as you know, my belief is that this is very much the long forecast, medium-term correction for the second and third quarters of 2006. And you know, I was also, or you may recall, I was away at the chart seminar on Thursday and Friday last week, although I did get in after the seminar just to do a little work and to record the audios. But having had more time to fully reflect on what was going on in the markets, and having seen today's action, having seen a number of indices get quite close to their 200-day moving averages, a little above, a little below. I don't place great store by those, but I know that a lot of people will watch them. And since we've had a plunge here, that's one area where they would look for some support, quite possibly. More importantly to me, a number of those indices had pulled back to the upper side of some larger trading ranges, which are also potential support levels. So, and we have a short-term oversold reading. So my hunch is, on that basis, that we have seen most of the initial sell-off, and that we're likely now to see some partial retracement rallies and some sideways ranging for a bit. This could last a few weeks in some right-hand extension to the top formation. These type 2 tops, which I describe at the chart seminar as an extreme reaction against the prevailing trend, well, we've certainly seen that for most stock market indices, and they are almost invariably followed by a bit of right-hand extension. So I've written a piece about it, so I need not say any more. But that firmer action, before I wrote the piece, that firmer action that I was seeing in the European stock markets prompted me to cover most, although not all, of my stock market hedge shorts. So I took profits in the DAX and the SMI and the which I had shorted the day after the highs, and also the S&P, my June S&P and NASDAQ contracts, which I had shorted too soon, much earlier, took the profits there as well. Now, that looked like a great idea as the day developed, as the afternoon developed, but Wall Street's close calls that into question. I may have been premature here in doing that. We will see. Overall, though, I can't see more than partial retracement rallies before we do see some additional selling. Now, moving on to the government bonds, my script all along has been that it would take stock market weakness sufficient to frighten investors to cause a rally, and that's what we have seen. I don't think it's likely to be a great rally overall, and the first day that stock markets show some recovery scope, and surprise, surprise, the government bond markets were a little bit weaker. But again, the U.S. Treasuries, because Wall Street lost all of its gains and moved into the minus column, that has enabled the U.S. Treasury markets to recover from their losses, and the 30-year bond currently showing a very small gain on the day. In terms of currencies, here we have had a steadier dollar, some short covering. Again, this is part of the all change mentality triggered by the stock market correction, where we have seen people closing down positions, generally retreating to cash. And since they were all short the dollar was falling quite sharply. That change of sentiment brought on by the stock market sell-off has caused a little bit of dollar short covering. I maintain that won't last too long overall. But there's little doubt that the Fed and the U.S. Government in the recent appointment to shore up with Bernanke's deputy, I can't remember his name, I think it's Corn, that is an attempt maybe to restore a little bit of market confidence in the central bank and also in the U.S. dollar. But I don't think it'll last. I think they want a weaker dollar and in the U.S., and they're willing to do more than most other governments right now to achieve a weaker currency. And I think most other governments recognize that it's very likely to happen anyway, although I noticed an article in the Herald Tribune today that I think it was the French finance minister was bleating about the euro's strength against the dollar and wanted it to stop. So currency devaluation, competitive devaluation, whether necessary or not, remains a contentious issue, and that won't change. In the metals, now, having covered a number of my stock market hedge shorts, only because I hope to be able to open them again at slightly higher levels, I then, with a stock market rally unfolding, certainly in Europe and initially by Wall Street, I picked up some precious metals in here, some gold and silver, and I did that before going off to a lengthy appointment, and one of those positions was stopped out. The silver was stopped out because it was ahead while I was here, and sufficiently for me to think, well, I'll just put in a break even stop. And that was stopped out, but metals then rallied quite strongly. So I still had the gold, but what I did was to actually pick up the silver again before Wall Street sold off. And that looks like that was too enthusiastic. I also bought a little bit more gold, too optimistic on those two trades, because as Wall Street lost its gains and then moved modestly to the minus column. That pulled back all the metals that were still trading. So that just demonstrates that that cascade effect is still a factor in the marketplace. In other words, if Wall Street steadied, then I have little doubt that all the stock markets would see this partial retracement of the decline, recent decline, and a bit of right-hand extension before continuing the overall decline. And if stock markets were to rally for steady up for a few weeks, that then I think that metals, which are in a secular bull market, would do reasonably well. So that's my reason for going in and picking up what are not large positions, but reopening some positions. I could also justify it on the technical action. We'd seen quite a big pullback in gold, as you know, and also in silver, dropping back down to a previous reaction low and then getting a good bounce from that in here today. But I may have been I was clearly based on these after-hours prices, I was a little too aggressive in that. And if Wall Street doesn't steady up tomorrow, then that strategy will not look too clever. But overall, I think what we're going to see is a fair amount of volatility in here now. And despite Wall Street retracing the gains, I still think the odds favor some right-hand extension top formation development rather than just a straight consecutive days decline continuing from here. And in the energy sector, there have been some reports out about a more active hurricane season. I think they're now forecasting 10 major hurricanes in that U.S. Gulf region. Certainly, if the U.S. has a hot summer, that would contribute to more and bigger storms overall, and that has firmed up the energy sector. Even natural gas, although it couldn't hold the highs that it had seen earlier in the day, what's been weighing on the natural gas, of course, is the large stockpile in the U.S. right now. And of course, it's U.S. contracts that will reflect that. I'm going to be rolling my June position forward tomorrow. And natural gas is cheap. The stockpiles are always highest at the bottom of a market. But wiser heads might who trade these instruments might say, well, on a basis of relative performance, I'll leave it alone until it gets an upward dynamic, which we haven't seen yet. But it certainly is the cheapest industrial resource. And I think that's pretty much it in terms of items that I wanted to cover in here today. And no doubt we'll get more volatility in these markets tomorrow, although maybe not quite so much as we've seen in the last week or two. All the best.